Okay then, time on the show for a very special guest in the world of swimming. So, delighted to say that we're joined by Buxton's Abby Wood, who last week won two gold medals in the European Short Course Swimming Championships in Romania. Abby, first of all, how are you today? Is it sunk in yet, the recent success that you've had?
I think I'm very tired at the moment, so then after all that's gone away, I think it will sink in a bit more. But yeah, I had such a good time, such a fun week, and I think my body's just dealing with it now. I've got home, how tired I actually am, because I think amongst all the chaos, I didn't really realise. But yeah, it's definitely nice to be home with two gold medals in my hand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So just for any listeners that might have missed it, so in the European Short Course Swimming Championships, you won gold in the 200 and 400 individual medley. You're also in, I think, a couple of other events as well. Just how pleased were you overall with your performance at the recent championships?
Yeah, I think the 400 medley is usually the event I fear, and it's quite a brutal event. So the fact that I could pull through and get a gold in that really shocked me. Like, I wish I had more confidence in myself at the time. I didn't really realise I was in it to win it until probably the last 100 metres. And then I backed myself a bit more. So to see that, I was really shocked. And then I was excited for the rest of the week where I had the two breasts and the two medley. The two breasts didn't really go my way. I didn't make the final, but it was probably a blessing in disguise, because then it meant that I had a bit of a clearer schedule without the clash of a semi-final and final of the two medley and the two breasts. So I could then go on and just have a clean run for the two medley heats, semi and final, because when there's heats and semis and finals involved, it's like it ends up being a really busy week when you have multiple events. So I really had to dig deep at the end of the week on the two medley final, and to come away with a gold again, I was really happy. But I think I backed myself more in that one, but I didn't know how much the tiredness had got to me. And yeah, I had to really dig deep down the last few lengths.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, so many swimmers in your position, they take part in so many different disciplines. What at the moment right now in your career would you say is your strongest discipline right now?
I'd say the medley and freestyle are always my two main ones. Like, I'm in a really lucky position that being a medley swimmer, if one stroke isn't going my way, I can kind of flutter over to the next. So right now my breaststroke's taken a back seat, and my freestyle and medley are my main priorities, especially with the Olympics. We've got a good 4x2 freestyle relay coming through the works, and I think that's one of my main goals and probably my best medal chance in Paris. So I think I'll always have a main focus on freestyle, and then I get to do medley as well, which just makes everything more interesting. Like, training's not as boring because I get to do a bit of everything. And yeah, I am very lucky that I have this problem of not knowing which event to do when.
And what is it like when you've won a gold medal, obviously a big event like the European Short Course Championships? When you're actually at the event, does it sort of sink in immediately? Because it strikes me, because I think I remember seeing Imogen Clark, who's also from our local region. She won a bronze in one of her events, and then I think she was literally in the very next race in a mixed medley final. Do you get sort of like even a moment or two to sort of for it to sort of sink in that, yeah, I've just won a medal at a big event?
I think it, for me, when I saw everyone probably surprised by my 400 medley, I think it hit me straight away when I went back to the team area and everyone was saying, well done. I was like, wow, I've done it. But I think later on, when you're on your own in the room and it's just so quiet and you just sat on your own, you kind of like forget what you've just done because you're back to like normality again. But I think initially when everyone was congratulating me and then I went straight to the podium, I think that was the moment I was like, I've done it. And now it feels weird that now I'm back at home. I'm like, oh, life's just kind of carried on outside of the swimming world. And obviously people are sending me lots of congratulations, but it's still like, oh, it's Christmas now. And I think I'm still racing again next weekend. So I'm still like, oh, I've got another job to do before I can relax and really like reap the rewards of like putting my feet up and like relaxing, knowing that I'm where I want to be in Olympic year. But I think initially I realised it, but now I'm back at home, I'm like, Oh, everyone's kind of just carrying on still. It's obviously, it's just weird.
And just in terms of your 2023 overall, obviously it's been another really, really busy year for yourself. What do you make of the whole calendar year and how you've got on and progressed?
Think I've definitely had ups and downs. I think my main priority this year was getting back to my best after having glandular fever last year. Which obviously is a really hard hit when you have it in sport. So that really set back my confidence, especially. And I think this meet at European Short Course was the one where I finally was like, I'm back to being at the top, and it was like really rewarding. But it did take a long stretch to get there. Like, again, with my events, I had a schedule clash, so I couldn't do my best event at the World Championships, which was really hard on me because they really wanted to prioritize the girls 4x2, which we should have, and we unfortunately got 2 fourths at the World Championships. But we're going in the right direction with the relay, so it's not like I didn't want to invest in it. But it was quite hard going from an individual swimmer at the top in, say, Olympic year in Tokyo to just being like a relay-only swimmer. I think that gave me a knock, but the fact that I did won 2 gold in individual events at European Short Course was kind of like my statement as like, I'm back and I want to be taken seriously as an individual athlete as well. So yeah, I'd say it's definitely ups and downs, but I think I've ended the year where I want to be going into Olympic year.
Great. And you did mention that your 2023 still isn't over yet. What's left? What's to
Yeah.
come for racing in terms of this coming weekend?
So Thursday is the start of the English Winter Nationals. Most coaches would probably just be like, oh, you've done Europeans, like you can put your feet up. But my coach Dave Hemmings is very much like, no, this is all process towards Paris. So he just wants us to get as much race practice as possible. So I'm going to Sheffield on Thursday till Sunday to just get some more short course racing in and build some more confidence before we go into the long course season.
Okay, great stuff. And looking ahead then to next year, of course, it's a massive year, 2024. It is an Olympics year. Obviously, it's come around a bit quicker than usual because obviously the 2020 Olympics actually took place in 2021. First of all, how confident are you that you can qualify for the Team GB squad? And if you do that, how confident are you that you can win a medal this time around? Because of course, for the 2020 Olympics, in one of the events, you came agonizingly close to securing a medal in one of your events.
Yeah, so in Tokyo, I came fourth, and I think that's not a feeling I ever want to experience again. So I'm really doing everything in my power this year to try and get my hand on the wall for a medal, whether that be in an individual or a relay. I'm really not too fussed because at the end of the day, an Olympic medal is an Olympic medal. But our trials are in April, so I'll be looking to qualify in the 200 medley and then be on the relay for the 4x2. I think after last week, I'm more confident in it than I was before the start of the season. It was more question marks around it, but I mean, you never know what's going to happen in Olympic trials. Like, it people have freak performances and anyone can come from anywhere, like I did in 2021. So I'm definitely not naive to that, but if everything goes my way, hopefully I'll secure my spot on the team. And I think especially with the 4x2 relay, if I get onto that, we're really moving up the ranks very quickly. And I think us coming fourth last year at the World Championships was a blessing in disguise because it's the first time I've really seen us girls actually like really gutted that we came fourth rather than like happy to just be in a world's final. Like, I think we've all got a bit of grit about us now and we really want to fight for that medal together. And we're going to train together at some altitude training camps a couple times before we go to Paris if I made it on the team. And so us all training together is also really nice and makes us all want to fight in the right direction.
Great. And just finally, Abby, it seems like Team GB are in a really strong position coming into the Paris 2024 Games as well, because I saw that Great Britain finished top of the medal table in the European Short Course Swimming Championships. So just how strong right now is GB's swimming squad overall? Because it seems like it's in a really good place right now.
Well, yeah, that's the first time we've ever topped the medal table at any competition ever. So I think it's just due to depth. Like, the younger ones are really coming through thick and fast, like, and they're really pushing us older people, old ones, I'm 24, but like the younger ones are really pushing me to like stay on top of my game. Like, there's no place to get complacent if you want to be on Team GB in the swimming section. So I think the depth is really pushing us to compete with other countries, which we weren't competing with before. And even like us guys, like the older half of the team who went to Tokyo, they all did massive PBs at European Championships as well. So it's a team that's moving forward, and the depth is really starting to push the people at the top. And it's a really healthy competition within British swimming right now, and it's only making us better. And I think what I really want to happen in Paris is for the girls to be as strong as the boys. That obviously the boys are Olympic champions in the relays and world record holders, and I just think the girls are really like bringing their game as well this year, and it's quite exciting because hopefully we'll be as good as them.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Well, congratulations once again on your not one but two gold medals picked up
Thanks
last
so
week in
much.
Romania. So
Thank you.
fantastic stuff. And thanks for your time, because obviously it's still a very busy week for you. So thanks for your
Thank
time, Abby, and hopefully
you very
we'll
much.
and hopefully we'll speak to you again next year. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.